This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hillary Clinton calls Donald Trump a bigot. He fires back. What else is new? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to make the rounds and check what the politicos are saying about this continuing war of words between the two presidential candidates and their respective entourages that are being hauled around the country. Maybe right where you are, perhaps they're on the way, the show, both candidates stopping by to offer up the other's head on a silver platter, because that's what it's like. An interesting comment was made today by a tremendous campaign manager back in the day. Ed Rollins said, if Donald Trump were on the ballot today, you were voting this week, he would lose badly. He would get thumped by Hillary Clinton. He thinks Trump has a chance to win because of his new campaign manager, but that he has to drive home the same points and talk about the kinds of things that matter to Americans. So what matters to Americans? What matters to all of you listening to this show? Well, we can tell you an obvious one, that you have enough money to survive, because it's not even about greed. Although, wasn't it Gordon Gekko in Wall Street that said, he said the character greed is good? It's about having enough money to make a living, to not have to juggle 50 jobs, to be able to have enough to retire on, to be able to send kids through school where they don't come out on the other side and they owe $200,000. I met someone the other day, super bright young girl, who's doing okay, has a decent job, but has $100,000 debt. She went to Seton Hall. $100,000. And that doesn't count living expenses. This is just student loans. That has to be somewhere on the list. Security would be on the list. What is it that we care about as Americans? It is a good question. And then Rollins is driving the same point over and over again. You don't get lost in everything else that is happening. And I would think there's got to be some pressure on the Clintons to shut down the Clinton Foundation, whether they do good work or not, and whether or not they have people who reach out and donate from the Republican side of the aisle, and they do. But the perception of pay for play is definitely out there. Let's go to Grimm right here at the top of ATN. Hi, Grimm. How are you?
Well, I'm just calling in because I heard Izzy last night. It was great to hear from her and know she's doing okay. I don't know really whether or not she is on the island of Malta, though. But, you know, because
she's back in the United States.
Okay, I didn't catch that. I don't know. I don't hear too good sometimes. But anyhow, it's just great to hear from you, Izzy. And you ain't got to worry about me, you know, as far as the flooding goes, you know. And if it floods on my place, I think, you know, it'd be the second Noah. All y'all need to start worrying then.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, because I just understand where I live. A lot of people don't understand. You can go down to the county and you look at the flood plan, and you want to get property as far away as you can from a flood area, you know. You know, they got a big mistake there. They'll redraw the flood plans there in Louisiana, just like after Katrina. But the thing about them people down there where I grew up, and my father tried to convince them too, about moving the tracks, you know, make a tracks up there by Interstate 10. You know, it's just funny the way politicians work, Kate. But they doubled the size. But the problem is they based that off of Katrina, right?
Right.
What if, because they've experienced Kabil and they've experienced the Katrina, but they haven't experienced a Category 5 Katrina? Because Kamil was a Category 5, and Katrina
right.
was only a 3. That means the floodplain is going to have to be moved further in, and that's what they should have planned for.
Yeah.
Because it's going to eventually happen, a Category 5 that's going to have as much water as Katrina had. But I'm glad she wasn't, you know, Gizzy wasn't in the area of the earthquake. Man, that's a shame up there. That's up in the mountains. But that's just part of living anywhere.
It is part of living anywhere. You're right.
Because it just seems like natural disasters have chased my family my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
The Great Flood to 5 hurricanes, you know, 2 recessions. You know, the second almost in depression with, you know, what we're in now. But
right.
It's
crazy.
Kind of what you're talking about. You know, what do you plan for? You know, well, remember the Waltons?
Yeah. John Boy. Good night, John Boy.
There you go. You go back and see how they made it.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point. How did they make it? The family stayed together. I mean, everybody was helping each other. You were in a tight community, and it's very different from really, for the most part, what we have in the United States now.
Well, I understand where you grew up. I understand where you grew up because I have family there, too. You just don't have 400 years of history in, you know, this country without having family scattered all over the place.
Yeah,
And, you know, especially if you're an original Jamestown settler. And,
Jamestown, I love it.
You go back like that, you know, you still got family scattered up there. And,
yeah.
You know, I understand, even though you were in what you would call, you know, this bigger city element, you know, you still rely on
We had family
city.
Everywhere. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we had family everywhere. I thought about this the other day. It's so interesting that we're talking about this, Grim. But I had a block from me was my aunt, my great-grandmother, a block in a different direction. In another direction, I had another aunt and uncle that were 2 blocks over. You know, I had family all around me. I grew up with family all around me.
But as you grew, too, your neighbors became your immediate family.
Yes, yeah, yeah. If you're lucky and you have really good neighbors.
It don't matter whether you're, you know, 2 steps away or 75 miles. That's, you know, that's old times, you know. I mean, it's just...
Right.
My grandfather, you know, out in Nebraska said, you know, we lost a lot of farmland because we just don't farm it. It's grown up
right.
beets, and that's because a lot of the small farmers, they you know, the kids as they're growing up didn't want to farm, and they're in the big cities now. So we're subject to exactly what is needed to be produced to put a bag of chips for everybody on the counter.
Yeah,
and that's all they're farming. We don't have surpluses.
Oh, no, we don't have surpluses like we used to have. Thanks, Grim. Great convo. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Lifeguard whistle in the middle of that song. Music is about being inventive, isn't it? All right, so as we rock through another segment here on America Tonight, and by the way, I hope you're all doing well in whatever hamlet you hail from. I said I was going to look at some of the headlines, what the pundits are saying and talking about with this election. And here's one thing I found really interesting, a story I dug up, that pollster John Zogby says that Gary Johnson could score with millennials. Score. But how can he win? So millennials, not supposedly, according to Zogby, wanting to vote for Hillary Clinton or for Donald Trump. They don't like either one. In fact, he says, we've never been in a position like this before where both major candidates have significant problems. And the numbers of millennials, meaning people in their high 30s, low 40s, I shouldn't say high 40s, low 30s, I should say millennials in their mostly in their 20s, right, are saying that they don't want to... I mean, they're not particularly interested in either candidate. And that's what their polling shows. Every time they poll someone, a group of people, millennials, this is what it comes up, that it just comes up that there's not a big interest in either one of those candidates. And that Gary Johnson actually draws numbers away from Hillary, too, and Trump, from both. Fascinating, because there's no way this guy wins. He could draw the numbers he wants all day long, but he's no Bernie Sanders when it comes to young people coming out in droves at these rallies. But it does make for an interesting question as to whether or not we're going to see a lot of young people voting. I've said it before, and I'm not going to jump up on the big old soapbox I've been dragging around with me, but I don't get it. I just don't get people not voting. I get frustration, not happy with the candidates, the choices to begin with, whatever. I get all that. I totally get it. But at the same time, we have a democratic process. Be involved. Do something about it. Stop belly aching and not, you know, man up, woman up, and go and vote. I mean, I've seen people vote that I don't even know how they got to the polling places. I don't. But they wouldn't miss it. They wouldn't dare miss it because they felt so proud to be an American. You could tell. How about people who have scratched and clawed to get to America, and then they get their chance to vote? You want to talk about pride, it oozes out of them. So I hope we do see big numbers. I really do. In the swing states, the Reuters poll shows that Clinton leads Trump in those key swing states. And I would think that the Republicans are going to get a boost, and specifically Trump, obviously, because of the Clinton Foundation deal. The Clinton Foundation, if anything's going to sink, this is what I think. Benghazi, forget about it. It's not going to happen. That's not going to sink her. Emails, not going to sink her. I think the Clinton Foundation could be the one story that just can't get pushed away, that sticks with people and sticks in their craw, and some that don't want to vote for a Republican or don't want to vote for Donald Trump or don't want to go in that direction will, because they'll think, oh, I can't vote for Hillary Clinton. What the poll's showing now, the Reuters Ipsos States of the Nation project, which combines opinion polls with analysis of voting patterns under different election scenarios, because they're different. It shows that Clinton currently beats Trump in the popular vote by 6 points and is ahead in 19 states, including some of the larger populated ones. They say Clinton would win at least 268 votes in the Electoral College, and they ultimately choose the next president, just two shy of what she needs. So on average, the former Secretary of State would win by 108 Electoral College votes. Trump would win at least 21 states, many of them with smaller populations. That would give him 179. The election. You want to hear a frightening thing? When I say November, doesn't November sound... Okay, November's further away, right? Yeah, November. Yeah, it's going to happen in November. Do you know the election is 10 weeks away? 10 weeks. That's crazy. So you've got both candidates running around to Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, all of the states that could make a big impact, a dent in who gets elected. Wow. That's crazy. 10 weeks. So think about that. How far are we away from the holidays? Closer than you think. You start to see those pumpkins come out. You start talking about carving pumpkins, and it is a downhill slide to the end. To the end, my friends, of 2016. What will this year be remembered for? Whoa. For a lot of things, that's for sure. Not all of them so good. There were some interesting positive stories that happened. But boy, there were a lot of things that happened that are just downright crazy. But the battle is on, and I still say it is very tight. And then you have Julian Assange, who says expect some real bombs to be dropped on Hillary Clinton with his upcoming releases. Because remember, he has the State Department releases, which is why he's been holed up for how long? And he has said that the WikiLeaks founder, that this is going to just do some serious damage to her presidential hopes. Assange was on Megyn Kelly's show, The Kelly File, and he's saying he is currently assessing the veracity of the documents and deciding how they're going to be released, one large batch or in stages. But he says they're going to be released before November 8th. And there are different types of documents from different types of institutions associated with the election campaign. He says unexpected angles that are quite interesting, some even entertaining. Boy, what a tease. So what do you think he has that's going to come out? Remember, WikiLeaks released emails the night before the Democratic National Convention, and then that led to the resignation of DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others in the party that were higher up. I think what will happen is WikiLeaks will release the information they have before the third and final presidential debate, because most people will watch that debate. And then she would have to answer questions about it, because that would be a huge story. I mean, you're there, you can't not answer those questions. You can't say, I'm not going to answer those questions. She can say whatever she wants to say, but she's going to have to answer there. So will this short-circuit her campaign? I would say that he's got something that has to be just mind-blowing. I just don't think he's teasing us that much, and it's going to be nothing big. And once that comes out, and especially no matter what happens, it comes out before Election Day. That gives people the chance to say, not so much. I'm not going to vote in that direction. If I could be a fly on the wall, to hear the conversation between the two Clintons now with what's happened with the Clinton Foundation, can you imagine? I think they're going to have to fold it. I do, if she really wants to be president. Coming up, mailbag and that numbers thing. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Once again, a great time to remind everybody, if you can't jump on the digits or you're busy listening, you're listening to somebody that we're interviewing, one of our great interviews, or you just can't get to the phone, but you really have something you want to say, let me give out the phone numbers, first of all, here in America tonight to reach us, 855-266-5283. I'll say it slow, 855-266-5283. But if you can't get through on the phone lines, you know, another great way to get us is, of course, through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. Didn't he invent the internet? I don't know. Somebody told me that. Regardless, you send us an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And each and every day I say this, but it's eye-popping how much mail we receive. If this was actually a physical brick-and-mortar building, just picture this, about 2,400 square feet. I would say we'd be up to the windows in mail. So kudos to all of you out there who listen also different times of the day because you download it at gcnlive.com or tunein.com is another place you can go. So kudos to all of you. On that note, let's turn, pivot, and go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Napoleon in Illinois says, Kate, so sad. I heard you talking about Italy. You know, the death toll has increased. You did say you thought once they go through all of the rubble and the buildings that have, you know, crumbled, that they would find more people underneath those piles. And they have certainly, I guess, rescued some people, but they are also on that frantic pace to try to find survivors. I believe the total Katie, is up to over 60. Yeah, you know, you're right. When it first hit, I mean, in fact, we were on the air. And what happened was 6.2. And I said, I can't believe that it's only that many dead, but they're trying to find everybody and hopefully rescuing more people than finding bodies. And it's 63 is the death toll right now, 63 people dead. This was central Italy. Aftershocks were crazy there. I mean, they had so many aftershocks. And now they're worried also that there's going to be even more aftershocks because that's what happens. So rescuers are still struggling, trying to maybe find in some of the remote areas some more people. And there's a town, and it's called Amtrice. And it was at the epicenter of this, and they frankly say that town is just no more. And people describe the ones that are safe, that they woke up and the beds were literally shaking side to side, almost tipping over. And that makes sense if you think of the magnitude of this quake. And I've looked at some of the photographs coming out, the devastation. Oh, very sad, especially that Amtrice town was just slammed. You can see the buildings, these beautiful buildings are just like pancakes. And it's these moments afterwards that are so vital in getting to people that are trapped, because that's what happens. Experience tells us when there's a quake, historic buildings, when they crumble, any buildings crumble, that there are pockets and people could be in those pockets. So they're looking for blood donations and they're telling people, you know, U.S. citizens in Italy, if you're safe after the earthquake, contact your family and friends, because this is a beautiful area, and that's what people do. They travel, you know, you travel all over Italy when you go to Italy. So they're worried there might be people from other parts of the world that were visiting these gorgeous historic areas, and it's, yeah, pretty devastating. All right, let's jump on Path again. This is from Megan, Kate Delaney. I just can't even believe all of the nonsense that goes on with the Clintons. You know, I'm one of those independents that listens to your show, and I appreciate the fact that you say you invite anyone who wants to comment. Good for you. I would tell you that I'm not excited about anybody in this campaign, but Clinton has now set my hair on fire with this nonsense with the Clinton Foundation. It's one thing, okay, we're raising money, we're helping people now with this university, and then also tagging Trump and ripping him for his university, but yet they're taking advantage of the very same thing. So shame on the Clintons and shame on the Democratic Party for allowing them to rise so far once again. You know, on that same note, Trish says, you're darn right, Kate. If you were a campaign manager, you'd jump all over this Clinton Foundation stuff and seize the opportunity at every moment to jump on them for the amounts of money and who gave the money and all that kind of stuff, because they're fair game, let's face it. Yeah, Trump and the Republicans are pouncing on a report that more than half of the private individuals, private people, with whom Hillary met as a Secretary of State donated to her family foundation. So what's up with that? Was there any influence there? I mean, of course, investigating that and untangling that web is much more difficult. But Trump was at a rally in Austin, Texas, and of course that was the theme. You know, it's impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends, he says, and the State Department began. The specific crimes committed to carry out that enterprise are too numerous to cover in this speech. So, listen, her official schedule is a matter of public record. It was definitely full of meetings with Clinton Foundation donors. So, was it the pay-to-play politics at the State Department? You know, that's what, of course, the Republicans are saying. And again, that's what you should do. If you're in a political campaign to be the President of the United States and you're the other side, absolutely. And they brought this on themselves because, well, two things. One, Bill Clinton was making a boatload of money traveling on the dime of the foundation, which legally you can do that in his role. But the people that were the biggest donors having these meetings with Hillary Clinton, I don't know, that just doesn't, it just doesn't look good. And again, why wouldn't you exploit it? If you're a Democrat, you hate this. If you're a Republican, of course you're exploiting it. Of course, of course, of course. All right, let's do another one here. This one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, I'm wondering when, oh, when Nail the Score is going to come back. Well, Nail the Score is going to come back. I may do a couple of... I got to look at the preseason schedule. I got to get back to you on that. I'm going to look at the preseason schedule and see if we do like a dry fun run. But it's certainly the first week of the year in the NFL we will do nail the score. And it'll be on Tuesday nights, and it'll be in our second hour, our last segment of our second hour once again. Boy, it's interesting. A lot of people are asking about nail the score. It's just fun. I know. I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to like football. It's just like guessing numbers. You pick some numbers, and then we see if you are correct. If you are correct, you, ding, 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 are the winner. How about this one that came in to me from Harry? And Harry says, Kate, did you see the story about the gymnast who is accepted a date with a NFL football player? I think her last name is Raisman, and she's cute as a button, and I don't know, I thought it was kind of a fun, clever story. Yeah, she, fun, clever story. Clever on his part, I guess. This was a girl who had a lot of adversity because, you know, she's coming back again to the Olympics. A lot of people didn't give her much chance to do much, and then she was incredible. And yes, she was asked on a date by the tight end for the Oakland Raiders. His name's Colton Underwood. And there's a connection there with one of her friends and another Raider who she married. So it's not incredibly out of the, you know, the blue. Like I said, there was a connection there. So just it makes it kind of interesting. I don't know. You know, in this world of the stories that we're talking about every single day, crime, corruption, exploitation. It's, you know, a clever, cute, funny, bright spot. Absolutely. I mean, and this is the Clintons and unraveling who she spoke to and all that stuff, of course, is huge. Now they're incredibly vulnerable to what people can find out. And who knows where all of that, who knows where all of that leads. All right, how about this? This is from Michelle, who says, Kate, what do you think of Jill Stein? Do you give her much of a chance to make some noise in the election? Well, when you say make some noise, if you're saying get elected, no. I give her zero chance of getting elected. Do I give her a chance of making noise? Well, she is, by the fact that you wrote and asked me. And she's the Green Party, and her whole thing is alternative energy. And, that's the whole idea. She is 87 years old. She's probably a little bit of an icon on the left. And, you know, that's what her deal is. Or no, she's not 87. I shouldn't say that. She's not 87 at all. I don't know how old she is. But she's warning people against the politics of fear and voting for the lesser evil. She was at the National Press Club this week, and she talked about that. And she is the voice of the Green. I mean, that's what it is. She's polling about 3% in the Real Clear Politics average. So it's something, but there's just no way. I mean, there's no way that she has a chance to win, but her agenda is being heard. I guess let's put it that way. Her agenda is being heard. All right, remember, you too can be a part of the show. If you can't call, you can email me anytime of the day, americatonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Around numbers, at least a lot of my friends who are accountants think the world revolves around numbers. And didn't we just the other day have Sean McBride on who talked about he was a CPA first and then he went to law school? That's mind-boggling. But he talked about the fact that he loved numbers and he loves looking at financial sheets. I thought that was so interesting because of what you can find out, which is true because there's a pattern to looking at financial reports. So on that note, let's turn to one of my favorite things that we do here on the show and give you the numbers with another version of We Can Count. Here was a shocker for me. This is just kind of an aside. You know the Madden game? I'm thinking when the Madden game first came out. It seems like forever ago when the Madden game came out. Do you know that we are up to Madden NFL 17? That is insane. 17, that's how long that game has been around. So, I mean, super, super popular, of course. I don't know. I was just really surprised by that. I hadn't realized how long that the Madden fantasy game had been played. And just see, it just shows you, sometimes good things stick around. People like it. And I've played it a few times. It's pretty good. And it has that cachet. It's not going anywhere. It's just in the arsenal that if you build it, if you come out another year, people will buy it. And that's not lost on the game makers, naturally. I think it was one of the first that really caught fire, especially with sports. Okay, speaking of numbers, Florida is always an important state in the presidential election, or in some cases it can be the pivotal state. Remember what happened with Rudy Giuliani when he was running, he went to Florida assuming it was going to be the all-important thing, and then it wasn't for him and cost him in his quest to be president. Well, now when you're just doing one-on-one, Hillary Clinton, in the latest polls, leads Donald Trump by 14 points, and that's a new survey of Florida voters by the St. Leo University Polling Institute. So Clinton is at 48.3%, Trump is at 33.8%, Gary Johnson is at 6.4%, Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, is at 1.6%. So in Florida, when it's that much of a lead, that tells you something. That's pretty secure. That's not going to be a tight race, or at least doesn't appear to be. So if you're the Trump people, you're definitely not wasting too many assets in Florida, because that's too big of a number. You just keep watching that number. It doesn't mean you don't go there, but you don't focus there, because you need an area where it's tighter. And if you're the campaign person, that's exactly what you do. This story was, to me, a little bit disconcerting, to say the least. So listen to this. Anybody familiar with the EpiPen? I have a cousin who's got a peanut allergy, and the EpiPen is always around nearby. Well, Senator Joe Manchin's daughter is an executive at the center of this crazy controversy. The pharmaceutical company Mylan is under, I'll say, scrutiny for raising the treatment EpiPen, the device, over 400% since 2007. And Manchin is getting a lot of questions because his daughter, her name is Heather Bresch, is the company's chief executive. So EpiPens, like I said, I'll give you the specifics. EpiPens are used to provide epinephrine in the case of allergic reactions. So my little cousin is allergic to peanuts. So the EpiPen goes to school because she's in sixth grade. So Mylan bought the product in 2007 and then started raising the price. So check this out. So from 2007 to 2015, CEO Bresch, her salary went from, you ready for this? drum roll, $2.4 million to $18.9 million. Oh my gosh, that is crazy. And of course, the EpiPens, which are necessary and good, have gone up and 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 up. So, you know, in 2015, almost 80% of insured patients, they say, got the EpiPen for free using a savings card. So more than half the schools in the U.S. are in this program to get free EpiPens because of the kids, the peanut allergies. Oh, my. So that's just crazy. And in 2014, I guess, the company was part of this inversion where it lowered its tax bill by incorporating in the Netherlands. Remember that unpatriotic tax loophole? And even Manchin must not have known what was going on in his daughter's company or in her role in the company, because he was quoted in the National Journal as saying, I think basically inversion should be absolutely repealed. I don't know, maybe the whole thing of sharing what's behind the curtain with the family might be good in all these cases. Notice the little patterns here with politicians, and it's not good for other people to do it, but then do you realize someone in your own family is taking advantage on the other side? Oh, my. Okay, so let's move on to another one as we talk about numbers. I just read a story in the Washington Post, and the headline was, the U.S. needs illegals to perform lower wage jobs. This is the long time argument about what happens if you were to send everyone back. Well, no Americans are doing those jobs. So this is what we found out. There's about 8 million unauthorized immigrants are employed. Most have been in the country, they say, for 15 years or longer, and they do jobs like washing dishes, mowing lawns, that kind of stuff, jobs that we argue that Americans won't do, right? And especially being in fields like strawberry fields. I used to live in a cool place called Santa Maria, California, and they had fields and fields of strawberries. Well, who was picking the strawberries? They took me out to the strawberry fields, and nobody was speaking English on those fields, I can tell you that. But then that goes back to the argument, would more people have those jobs if they paid more? I don't know. And many people have called the show and said, are you kidding? No way. People are not going to take those jobs. There's no way that they would do that. So keep an eye on immigration numbers and the conversation. That's part of what this campaign is about, is illegal immigration. And because, you know, that whole thing with the wall and Donald Trump. All right, this is just kind of interesting. Tesla. I'm starting to see a few more Teslas on the road. Are they becoming more affordable, or am I just running into more rich people? I don't know. But the CEO, Elon Musk, said that the company is going to offer a larger upgraded battery pack for performance versions of its Model S and X cars that will extend the range and allow for super fast acceleration. And when they say super fast acceleration, I mean, they're saying that the speeds that this baby can go up to are pretty incredible. The new battery, it says on this Model S, will go beyond 100 miles, which is good. So if the weather's not too hot, a driver could, to give you an analogy, could travel from San Francisco to L.A. without recharging. That's pretty good. And because that's always going to be the complaint of people, having to charge, where do I charge, charging stations. Although I'm seeing charging stations that are popping up. So, you know, there you go. They're certainly there, and that battery is part of the deal. And we may start to see, because the prices will change, we may see start to see more of the more of those cars on the road as they become more affordable. By the way, it's the world's fastest production car, 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. Wow. 0 to 60, think about that. Just push on the pedal, baby, and away you go. That could be scary too, because what does that mean? Where are you riding that Tesla? Where is it? You know, where is it going? That's what I'm thinking, right? And then one last thing here, because, you know, we keep talking about the horrible situation in Louisiana. The Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality, they've put out an emergency order to speed up the removal of flood debris. It's that bad. The order, they say, is in effect for, here's your number, 20 parishes covered under this declaration, because there's just too much debris. They can't even, people can't get to houses, or they can't clear out houses. It's all the kind of things that you don't necessarily think about unless you've been through this, because you have to have materials that have to be separated from home debris, and they have to go to a different landfill because of what is the waste that you're pulling out, which is, you know, flood debris. You have to separate it. Mattresses, furniture, carpets, all of that. And they have to go to construction and demolition landfills, so much different. All right, once again, we got another one bagged here as far as the numbers are concerned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.